Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Programm li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajjiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
L-odwa tajba u nilqawkom għal-edizzjoni oħra tal-programm Il-Balomba, programm li huwa imtellam mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta u li fih nagħtu ħarsa lejn dawk il-ġrajiet, aħbarijiet u informazzjoni li jkunu jikkonċernaw l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej kif ukoll li jkollhom laqta ma' pajjiżna. Pajjiżna li f'dawn l-aħħar ġranet kien il-post fejn itlaqat il-konferenza marbuta mal-Jum Marittimu Ewropew li ser tkun biex nidwek it-tema prinċipali tal-programm ta' din il-ġimgħa li huwa l-aħħar wieħed għal din l-iskeda. Fil-fatt kif għedna dawn l-aħħar ġranet f'pajjiżna kienu karatterizzati minn konferenza marbuta ma' l-Ewropa Marittima. L-iżvilupp kostali u t-turizmu marittimu sostenibli kienu temi ċentrali ta' l-edizzjoni ta' din is-sena tal-Jum Marittimu Ewropej. Fejn għal dawn l-aħħar ġranet fil-Belt Valletta, esperti mis-setturi marittimi kollha u mill-Ewropa kollha diskutew kif għandha titmexxa l quddiem l-industrija tat-turizmu u kif għandha żżomm il-pożizzjoni tagħha mhux biss bħala settur għal tkabbir sostenibli, iżda wkoll bħala forza kruċjali għal ekonomija usa u bħala kontributur ewleni għall-aġenda ta' tkabbir blu tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Kull sena fl-20 ta' Mejju tiġi ċelebrata l-Ewropa Marittima fl-Unjoni Ewropea u dan juri l-importanza ta' l-ibħra u tal-oċeani fil-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum. Il-konferenza dwar il-Jum Marittimu Ewropew issa saret il-post fejn il-partijiet interessati mis-setturi marittimi kollha jiltaqgħu jiddiskutu l-opportunitajiet u l-isfidi għar-reġuni u s-setturi marittimi tal-Ewropa kollha. It-tema l-konferenza din is-sena kienet l-iżvilupp kostali u t-turizmu marittimu sostenibli. Investiment għal tkabbir blu. It-turizmu huwa l-akbar settur tal-industrija marittima u jipprov timpjegi għal xejn inqas minn 2.35 miljun persuna u jipproduċi valur miżjut ta' aktar minn 100 biljun euro fis-sena. Ta' importanza kruċjali s-settur wera reżistenza partikolari matul l-aħħar snin pjuttost diffiċli u qed ikompli joffri opportunitajiet ta' xogħol fir-reġjuni kostali ta' spiss huma iżolati u x'aktar ma jkollhomx attivitajiet ekonomiċi estensivi f'postijiet oħrajn. Iżda l-karattru staġjonali tal-impjegi u nuqqas ta' kunċetti ġodda u innovattivi jżommu dan is-settur milli jilħaq il-potenzjal sħiħ tiegħu f'termini ta' tkabbir u impjegi. Is-sitta edizzjoni tal-Jum Marittimu Ewropew esplorat il-possibilitajiet ta' forum ta' turizmu innovattivi u sostenibbli. Id-diskussjonijiet formaw il-bażi ta' komunikazzjoni mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar it-turizmu kostali u marittimu skedata l-aktar tardi nis-sena. Kustjonijiet speċifiċi għal gżejjer bħal konnettività u l-mobilità se jkunu kienu wkoll fil-qalba tal-konferenza fil-waqt li gruppi ta' ħidma speċifiċi kienu ddedikati għal dibattitu dwar il-ġejjin fis-settur tal-cruise liners, tal-ġestjoni kostali u tal-baħar u tal-iżvilupp ekonomiku tal-baċin tal-baħar Mediterran. Dr. Edward Zamit Lewis iktar kmin id-din il-ġimgħa nawgura numru ta' avvenimenti pubbliċi fil-Belt Valletta u madwar li jenfasizzaw id-diversità tal-baħar, ir-riċerka marittima, it-teddit tal-ambjent tal-baħar, is-sajt, trasport marittimu, il-portijiet, il-parks marittimi nazzjonali, l-enerġija u affarijiet oħrajn. Il-biċċa kbira tal-avvenimenti saru f'dan l-aħħar il-ġimgħa u kienu mingħajr ħlas. Fil-21 ta' Mejju mbagħad kellna l-konferenza li kienet indirizzata mill-kelima prinċipali tal-livelloli, inkluż is-Sinjura Maria Damana Achilli hija l-Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Affarijiet Marittimu u sajt, is-Sur Carmen Vella li huwa l-Ministru Malti għat-Turizmu, Dr. Chris Cardona, Ministru Malti għall-Ekonomija, Investimenti u Intrapriżi żgħar, u Sinjura Katarina Elmasters-Vart li għall-Ministru Żvediż għall-Infrastruttura. Is-sessjoniet plenari l-oħra kienu presiduti minn politikanti, esperti u kapijiet eżekuttivi u diskutew l-isfidi attwali u l-opportunitajiet għall-ekonomija marittima u għat-kabbir il-blu. Intant is-sitt edizzjoni tal-konferenza tal-Jum Marittum Ewropew li saret f'Malta hija organizzata mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea mid-Direttorat Ġenerali tal-Affarijiet Marittimi u Sajt flimkien mal-Ministeru Malti għall-Ekonomija Investimenti u Intrapriżi żgħar u l-Ministeru Malti għat-Turiżmu. Waqt il-konferenza kien hemm ukoll diskursi minn numru ta' politiċi Maltin u anka personalitajiet Ewropej. Il-Jum Marittimu Ewropew twaqqaf permezz ta' dikjarazzjoni tri partitika mill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, mill-Parlament Ewropew u mill-Kummissjoni u mill-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea fl-20 ta' Mejju tal-2008. U proprju ċelebrat kull 20 ta' Mejju u għal-ħabta ta' id-data jmira biex iżid il-viżabilità tal-Ewropa Marittima. L-edizzjonijiet preċedenti tal-Jum Marittim Ewropew ġew organizzati fi Brussell fl-2008, f'Ruma fl-2009, f'Gjon fl-2010, f'Gdansk fl-2011 u f'Gothenburg fl-2012. Iktar tard matul il-programm ser nisimgħu wkoll intervista li kienet għamilna ma' Hans Siemens li huwa responsabbli mill-politika marittima Ewropea ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea. Fl-2012 l-istati membri ħadu 2278 miżura kontra prodotti mhux tal-ikelli huma perikolusi u li ġew rapportati fis-sistema ta' informazzjoni rapida tal-Unjoni Ewropea, magħrufa aħjar bħala RAPEX. Dan jinti gażieta ta' 26% fit-twissijiet meta mqabbla ma' ċifri tal-2011. U din iż-żieda tistatiġija triupida t-TTIP sar fil-ħidma tal-infurzar imwet għamil l-awtoritajiet tal-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. RAPEX hija sistema ta' twissija rapida tal-Unjoni Ewropea li tintuża bejn l-Istati membri fir-rigward ta' prodotti mhux tal-ikel. Ir-rwol tagħha huwa li xedet malajr l-informazzjoni dwar prodotti li jistgħu jkunu ta' periklu għall-konsumatur u dan jippermetti l-identifikazzjoni tneħħija mis-swieq tal-Unjoni Ewropea aktar kmieni ta' prodotti li jistgħu jkunu ta' riskju għall-konsumaturi bħalhom il-ħwejjeġ tat-tfal, it-tessuti u l-apparat tal-elettriku li ma jissodisfawx l-istandards tas-sigurezza. Il-Kummissarju responsabbli għas-saħħa u l-politika tal-konsumatur, Tonio Borg, għal li grazzi għall-kooperazzjoni jaqgħu fl-Unjoni Ewropea, il-konsumaturi issa jistgħu jsejħu rashom aktar mis-sikurezza fis-suq intern. L-Ewropa għadha dejjem turi aktar kapaċità fil-protezzjoni taċ-ċittadini Ewropej mill-prodotti mhux tal-ikel perikolużi. Is-sistema RAPEX hija komponent ewlieni fl-sforzi tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex din tipproteġi lill-konsumaturi. Ir-riżultati tal-azzjonijiet ta' nfurza li saru fl-2012 jiġdu żieda fil-viġilanza iżda aħna għandna dejjem nagħmlu ħilitna biex inkiseb aktar titjib. U għalhekk li aktar kmieni din is-sena l-Kummissjoni resqet proposti leġislativi ġodda dwar is-sigurezza u tal-prodotti u s-sorveljanza tas-suq. Intant, li huma dawk il-prodotti li jistgħu jkunu ta' riskju? Fl-2012 il-ħwejjeġ it-tessuti u l-oġġetti tal-moda warihom l-oġġetti tal-lob kienu l-kategoriji tal-prodotti prinċipali li lihom kellhom jittieħdu miżuri korrettivi. Fosthom ir-riskji notifikati l-aktar ta' spiss huma kkawżati minn dawn il-prodotti kien hemm riski kimiċi, riski ta' taħliq u riski ta' korriment. Skont is-sistema ta' twissija, iċ-Ċina għadha l-akbar pajjiż li minnu joriġinaw dawn il-prodotti. Is-sena li għaddiet 58% tal-att totali ta' notifiki dwar prodotti li jistgħu jkunu ta' riskju serju kienu relatati ma' prodotti ġejjin miċ-Ċina. Sabiex din is-sitwazzjoni titjib l-Unjoni Ewropea twettaħ ħidma bilaterali ma' Ċina dwar skambju ta' informazzjoni bejn l-awtoritajiet dwar attivitajiet ta' komunikazzjoni. L-Unjoni Ewropea u Ċina għandhom dalwaqt joħru serje ta' video wkoll jkunu indirizzati għal manifatturi Ċiniżi mal-importaturi Ewropej li jagħtu informazzjoni dwar is-sikurezza tal-prodott. Aktar aħbarijiet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ħarġet sejħa l-proposti ta' 31.5 miljun euro għal ħin 45 proġett ta' eko innovazzjoni. Il-kumpaniji madwar l-Ewropa għandhom żmien sal 5 ta' Settembru biex jagħmlu proposti tagħhom biex iwasslu soluzzjoni ambjentali ġodda fis-suq floqs ma' tar-riċiklaġġ tal-materjal l-ilma, il-prodotti sostenibbli tal-bini, il-negozju ekoloġiku l-qasam tal-ikel u x-xorb. Il-Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Ambjent Janet Potocznik għal l-eko innovazzjoni mhix sempliċement speċjalizzazzjoni tan-negozji ekoloġiċi. Il-kompetittività tal-Ewropa fl-20 sena li jmiss se tiddependi fuq il-kapaċità tagħha li tegħleb ir-restrizzjonijiet imposti mir-riżorsi u ser ikunu negozji eko innovattivi li jagħmlu possibbli din it-trasformazzjoni għall-ekonomija kollha. Mod speċjali iħeġġeġ l-intrapriżi żgħar u Ewropej u daqs medju Ewropej biex japplikaw għal-finanzjament li jgħinu fl-Ewropa tkompli tibni fuq l-avvanzi li għamlet f-setturi bħal huma dawk tal-ilma u tal-ġestjoni ta' l-iskart. Ġew imlaqgħin l-esponenti ewlenin u l-partijiet interessati kollha fis-settur bankarju fil-kontest ta' konsultazzjoni tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar riforma strutturali tas-settur bankarju. Intant l-anta dan ix-xogħol isegwi mir-rapport li kan li huwa jiġi li żgurant l-Unjoni Ewropea titratta b'mod komprensiv il-problemi li jistgħu jinqalgħu minn banek il-kbar li huma wisq kbar u kumplessi u jiġi evitat li persuni tax-xabli fl-aħħar ikunu huma li jsalvaw il-banek u jħassu l-kont ta' dan il-riski fil-fatt kien hemm qbil f'dan il-kuntest anke waqt din il-laqgħa biex min iħallas it-taxxa ikun salvagwardjat mir-responsabiltajiet tiegħu illi iħallas għal bailouts oħra fil-qasam finanzjarju. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea notifikat il-Gżejjer Faroe dwar l-intenzjoni tagħha li adotta miżuri b'appoġġ għal sostenibilità tas-sajt tal-arinki mal-Gżejjer Faroe. Il-miżuri jistgħu jinkludu restrizzjonijiet fl-importazzjoni ta' arinki u speċi assoċjati maqbuda minn interessi ta' dawn il-gżejjer u restrizzjonijiet fuq l-aċċess tal-investimenti tal-gżejjer fil-portijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Din azzjoni ssegwi l-insostenibbli li fissar ta' kwota unilaterali mill-gżejjer Faroe għall-arengi fl-Atlantiku fl-Oċean Atlantiku. Ta' min jgħid li dawn huwa wkoll marbut b'xi mod dirett anke ma' aspetti oħrajn illi kienu diskussi waqt din waqt il-konferenza marittima. U fl-aħħar nett fis-settur tal-kostruzzjoni l-produzzjoni aġġustata kull staġun naqset 1.7% fiż-żona Ewrop u 1.1% fis-27 pajjiż membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea meta mqabbel max-xahar ta' qabel skont l-ewwel estimi rilaxxati mill-Uffiċċju tal-Istatistika Ewropea il-Eurostat. Wara dik il-ħarsa lejn l-aħbarijiet illi kellna kif qedna issa ngħaddu għal intervista ma' Hans Siemens li huwa responsabbli mill-politika marittima Ewropea fid-DG Mare dwar il-jum marittimu Ewropew. What is the purpose of the European Maritime Day?
Well, European Maritime Day is an event that's been taking place basically since 2008. Europe's maritime policy was launched around that time, and it was felt that it would be a good idea to have an event that promotes the content of Europe's maritime policy, but also to make it much more accessible to stakeholders. And the purpose, therefore, is to have something which is high visibility, that is an event that gathers a lot of stakeholders and interested people around the theme of the sea and the oceans, and then, obviously, to promote the content of what we're trying to do policy-wise. And what we're trying to do policy-wise is to promote the most efficient possible management of how we deal with seas and oceans in the context of increasing economic use. An important background element to this, for example, is that our maritime economy in Europe as a whole is expected to be worth around 600 billion euros by 2020 and to employ about 7 million people all across the European Union. And what we are trying to do with Europe's maritime policy is to promote this economic development and to ensure that those sectors that have significant potential get the chances that they need in order to contribute to Europe's growth overall.
Which are, in fact, those sectors which contribute most to the level of growth, which basically and contribution, which this sector will provide to the European economy?
There's a number of sectors that we focus on. There are both the classical economic sectors, if you will, that everybody thinks about when they're talking about the maritime economy, such as, for example, shipping or shipbuilding. And then there's a number of sectors which have significant potential in terms of growth in the future and which are currently being developed, if you will, or which are already established but need a bit of a push in order to develop their full potential. And there's five of those. And I'll see whether I can list them without missing one. But basically, these are sectors like aquaculture, ocean energy, seabed mining, tourism, and marine biotechnology. These are sectors which, for a very big part, are dependent on, if you will, both innovation, but also the interaction between economic activity and sustainability. So we're looking very, in a very determined way at the development of sectors that build on the capacity of Europe's maritime economy to innovate and to do so in the most sustainable way possible. Now, to link in with Maritime Day itself again, I think the main object here is to focus on one area here, which is maritime tourism, which is, of course, a sector that is of particular importance to Malta as well, and which is one of these five sectors that I just listed, of which has significant growth potential. We all know that, for example, the cruise tourism sector has growth figures that go well into the double-digit figures. So that's going to be one of the themes of Maritime Day, or the main theme of Maritime Day. And in addition to that, we will be discussing things such as connectivity, sustainable management of coasts, related themes.
What are the main areas within the policy which basically provide for a sustainable balance between environment protection and development related to these areas, which contribute towards growth? Because obviously there is always this thin and sensitive balancing act to be able to balance what is needed to be done from an environmental point of view to have a sustainable economic development and sustainable economic growth.
In fact, this interaction between the economic development and the need for environmental health is the core area of how our policy tries to operate. And we do this in several different ways. First of all, what we try to do is we try to facilitate the economic development itself by, for example, focusing on areas of opportunity, such as the ones that I outlined to you earlier. What we also try to do is to ensure as much as possible that innovation and research and development are a big part of this development. And one of the things, for example, there is that we have made great efforts to ensure that maritime policy and the maritime economy have a big role to play in the upcoming next research framework program called Horizon 2020 under the new multi-annual financial framework. A second element that's particularly important to us is the focus on the development of coastal economies. What we try to do is to focus on how does the maritime economy evolve in coastal regions and sea basins around Europe, ensuring that coastal regions focus better on what they do in terms of maritime economic development or their own development, and that the coordination of what can be done in order to ensure this economic development is done as adequately as possible across sea basins. And this we do in the context of for example, sea basin strategies. What is particularly important in that context as well is that currently there is a lot of discussion going on between the Commission and Member States on how the next multi-annual financial framework is going to be implemented. And in the context of that, of course, it's going to be particularly important for those who have an interest in developing their coastal region and their coastal economies to see that this objective can be put into operation in the context of developing the projects that will be financed under the new multi-annual financial framework, which, as you know, runs from 2014 to 2020. That's the economic development part, if you will. And then, of course, there is the whole sustainability side of things, which is the interaction that we have with a number of policies that relate to the sustainability and the management of the marine environment. One thing, for example, that is absolutely crucial in this context is that maritime policy cannot be seen disconnected from the attainment of good environmental status, which is a key objective of what we call the environmental pillar of maritime policy, which is the Marine Strategy Framework Directive. And here, again, one of the things that we try to ensure is that there is as effective as possible interaction between those actions that are taken to develop the maritime economy and those actions that are taken to make sure that the marine environment stays healthy. A good example of that is the organization of maritime space, where you have this competition between the activities that are growing and increasing on the one hand, and you have the competition between these activities and the health of the marine environment as well. And one of the things that we are proposing in the context of maritime policy is for all member states to apply something called maritime spatial planning, which allows to manage in as coordinated a manner as possible human activities that are taking place at sea, which both makes it more cost-effective for operators to invest in marine activities and makes it possible or easier for them to conform to whatever the requirements are to make sure that the environment stays healthy.
When you look at Malta, which is the venue for the next European Maritime Day conference, which is going to be held in May of this year, I think it's I see it as an example of the development of these coastal economies and coastal developments of islands, which is obviously by nature surrounded by water. Which are the biggest challenges which you envisage that there is for the future of the continuous development of such an economy in the local island?
What I think is going to be very important is to make sure that the development of economic activities, which is now really increasing at sea, if you will, is organized as transparently and effectively as possible as we can. So, for example, what you need is you need to streamline the procedures that you have for economic development in order to make it more transparent, more predictable, more stable for economic operators. And that you then make sure that you link that in with encouraging economic development to take place in the most sustainable manner possible. One of the things that we try to do, for example, is to stimulate the development of technologies which make it possible to make economic activities more sustainable than they are. One example, a good example in this context, is what is happening in the context of tourism in the cruise sector, for example. There's a lot of work being done to make cruise vessels more environment friendly and their activity more sustainable. And this is the type of things that are going to be the challenges that we need to confront in the future. Another example is that in the fisheries sector, we will increasingly have to rely for the supply of fish on fish produced through aquaculture. This needs to be done in such a way that the impact on the marine environment is as sustainable as possible. And that those are the elements which I think are particularly important. What is also important, obviously, for island economies is everything that's related to connectivity. And there's a lot of work being done in the context of Europe's maritime transport policy to strengthen connectivity as such, and to make sure that, again, this is done as sustainably as possible.
How can Europe compete with other regions around the globe from a collective point of view in the older traditional sectors, especially related to the shipbuilding and ship repair and yacht-related repairs, considering obviously that most of the operators mainly focus on the price aspect, and you see a shift of operations, I mean, and Malta has witnessed this shift even through the years, considering the price pricing elements which Europe compete.
I think that one of the things that's going to be very important is to look at the strengths that we have in Europe. And the strengths that we have is competitiveness, in particular from the efficiency and technological side of things. So we have, for example, a shipbuilding sector which has now transformed itself from, let's say, the classical transport ship building type of activity to more technology-based development of ships. And this is something where Europe is extremely competitive on a world scale, on a global scale, and where those operators that are willing to pick up the challenge have a real opportunity to make both medium and long-term economic gains, because they will be the first in a market that is going to call more and more for sustainable shipping. sustainable shipping in terms of emissions, sustainable shipping in terms of transport costs, and so forth and so on. So I think the opportunities for Europe are really there. There are a number of operators who are already looking in this particular direction, and it's something that needs to be exploited as far as possible. So the possibility for Europe to grow is there. It's not just a question of saying we have to see where we can reduce costs, but it's also a question where are the opportunities for us to be in the top of our game or the top of the game worldwide from a competitiveness perspective.
Some more details about the Malta conference.
Well, I mean, the conference will be starting with a whole series of public events on the 19th of May. And then the event itself is taking place on the 21st and the 22nd. There will be a series of political messages at the beginning of the conference, and then there will be a number of sessions that will focus on the theme of the conference itself, which is tourism, connectivity. There will be a discussion about the cruise sector. There will be a discussion about marine and coastal management, and there will be a discussion on the Mediterranean Sea region, for example. On the second day, which is the 22nd of May, there will be a whole series of workshops organized by the stakeholders, because once again, what I want to emphasize is this is very much a conference which aims at bringing together stakeholders and policymakers to develop ideas and projects and proposals for how Europe's maritime Europe can move forward over the next years. So there will be 19 workshops on the second day. A number of those, of course, will be running in parallel, where you will have subjects, for example, on the safety of seas, research priorities for the waterborne sector, which is the technology thing that I was talking about earlier, the adaptation in coastal and maritime areas to climate change, what islands can do as catalysts for sustainable innovation, what the importance is of European regions in the context of coastal tourism, and so forth and so on. So there's really a very wide range of issues which are of interest to maritime stakeholders in Europe, which will be tackled during these 2 days. And there will be a number of events scheduled around this, including a concert, I think, by a famous Maltese tenor that will be taking place I think it's the 21st, isn't it? The 21st as well. So we have, I think, a very, very nice package of things taking place, both for the general public and for those who are interested in making Europe's maritime policy a continuing success over the next years.
Dik l-intervista ġejna fit-tmiem edizzjoni oħra tal-programm il-Bolombo anka fit-tmiem din essenzjela ta' dawn l-ewwel programmi li kellna li fihom tarrafnikom b'dak li jkun qed jiġi fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Jinittama li sibtu dawn il-programmi interessanti u informattivi għal daqstant nixtieq nirringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-kumplement tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Bolombo. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.